This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. In this part of the program, we'll learn about the immigration debate as it is and as it once was. We'll start in the U.S. Senate, where lawmakers disagree over what to do about illegal immigrants. Republicans are divided over whether illegal immigrants should be given a shot at becoming citizens. Democrats have largely closed ranks behind a plan that is generous to undocumented immigrants, so much so that Democrats blocked any effort to change a plan already approved by one committee. That enraged the committee's chairman, Republican Arlen Specter.
It's hard to find the right characterization. Travesty, unheard of, unthinkable, unprecedented, idiotic. Strike idiotic. The Supreme Court has that word for its own. But our procedure is to vote on amendments.
It is not clear whether the Senate will approve an immigration bill this week as planned. We're going now to NPR congressional correspondent David Welna. And David, okay, they struck idiotic, but still a pretty heated debate.
Right, Steve. Well, you know, this bill, which did get bipartisan support when the Judiciary Committee approved it last week, is now in a fine pickle. And I think that's mainly because it's a bill that's sharply at odds with what the Republican leadership in the Senate wants. And the main fight is over what to do about the up to 12 million people who are here in the United States illegally. The committee's bill gives those people a shot at becoming U.S. citizens. Whereas conservatives say while those people may be allowed to work some more years in the U.S., they should eventually be required to go back to their countries of origin rather than be given what many are calling an amnesty, even if it comes with fines and other conditions. So there's a very strange topsy-turvy situation on the Senate floor right now where the Democratic minority, which broadly backs that bill, is acting as if it were the majority, and it's using many of the same parliamentary devices that a majority would use to protect legislation. They're not allowing votes on amendments that they say would gut the bill. And last night, Minority Leader Harry Reid called for a vote to limit further debate on the bill and have an up or down vote on it. Now, this is like a game of chicken because it's in effect daring those who oppose the bill to mount a filibuster at the same time that it's not at all certain that Reid has the 60 votes he needs to get a final vote on the bill.
Well, all this is possible because Republicans are divided. Are they getting any closer to reaching a compromise among themselves?
Well, not really, not so far at least. Here's the deal that some of them were pushing for. Instead of allowing all those in the country illegally to have a path to citizenship, only those who've been here at least 5 years would be eligible, and the others could stay and work for up to 6 years, but they'd have to touch base with some port of entry to do so legally, and at the end of that time, they'd have to leave the country. Now, for some, this still amounts to a somewhat more restricted amnesty, and others say it would be unworkable to try to ferret out the millions who are here without documents. Let's take a listen to some of that concern being expressed yesterday on the Senate floor by Idaho Republican Larry Craig.
It will take billions of dollars and a lot of trained personnel to go job site by job site to secure those who are illegal and to move them through a process toward legality or out of the country. And I'm not sure we're prepared to do that yet.
But Republicans are meeting again today to see if they can come up with something that will get them the 60 votes they'd need to get an immigration bill out by the end of the week.
Where's President Bush in all this?
Well, he's the one who first pushed for some kind of a guest worker program more than 2 years ago, but because his party's divided over immigration, he sort of stood back and let them go at it. The White House did weigh in somewhat more yesterday, issuing a statement backing a guest worker program, but it also said that such a program should not lead to automatic U.S. citizenship, which is the position many opposed to the bill on the Senate floor have also taken. So I'm not sure the president has helped much to resolve this impasse.
Okay, David, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR congressional correspondent David Welna.